Well, we added this segment to our order of worship, pastor's thoughts and prayers. And I've been thinking a lot about a lot of different things that are going on in our society with the COVID thing and other challenges. We all have challenges in our life. It's just part of life and what it's like. You know, but we do serve the Good Shepherd. Jesus said that he is the Good Shepherd and we are the sheep of his pasture. So I want to share that with you in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10 from the New Living Translation. The subtitle of this particular part is called The Good Shepherd and His Sheep. Red Letter Edition represents these are the words attributed to Jesus. Hear God's word. I assure you, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. For a shepherd enters through the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he had gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they recognize his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They'll run from him because they don't recognize his voice. In verse 6, it says, those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant. So in verse 7, he explained it to them. I assure you, I am the gate for the sheep. All others who came before me were thieves and robbers. But the true sheep did not listen to them. Yeah, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. And whenever they go, they will find green pastures. Verse 10. The thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and destroy. My purpose is to give life in all of its fullness. May God add his blessing to the reading, hearing, and the understanding of John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. This thing called the COVID virus and all the other things, that's only one thing that we got to challenge in our life. You know, and we need to have some good, strong leaders. And I found a book some time ago where sheep and humans have a lot of the same characteristics. Now, I'm not saying that you got these characteristics of a sheep when I share them with you, but humans and sheep are very similar in the way that they act and the way that they do things. Which gives me a thought on why, that's why exactly why Jesus started using the image of the Good Shepherd and that his sheep hear his voice. Now, leaders are, I don't know, they have a challenge as leaders. And most of us are leaders in what area? Leaders in your own life or leaders in your family. And we all have leadership characteristics. Now, characteristics of sheep are not necessarily characteristics of a leader. Because as a leader, do you want to be considered a lion or a sheep? I think I know the answer, but in case you need any additional encouragement, I want you to consider some of these characteristics of a sheep. First one is this. They're timid, fearful, and easily panicked. Huh. Are these words that you want to be used to describe you? Timidity in the face of today's challenges? Doesn't seem like an attribute that we want to be displaying as leaders, does it? And the second thing, sheep are dumb, stupid, and they're gullible. Now, clearly, the sheep's characteristics of being stupid or gullible is one that we don't want to be. Amen? The third thing about sheep is they stampede very easily, vulnerable to the mob of psychology. Oh my goodness, look at that. I think all of us are seeing examples of sheep all around us today. Just turn on the news and listen to what they're talking about of our current situation. Da, 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 da. All you have to do is just turn it on. But let's think about the workplace or other places where you spend a substantial amount of time. It only takes a few people to get everyone else worked up. Amen? With universities is just one example. Taking tremendous cuts. Many faculty and staff are taking on the group mentality instead of seeking out their own mentality. We got some real challenges in our higher education system, don't we? And the fourth thing about sheep is that little or no means of self-defense. They can only run. You see, sheep have no means of self-defense, so of course they run. And as a leader, you are stronger than that, and you do not. Then you do have means of self-defense from negativity or other difficult situations. And the fifth thing about sheep is this: they're easily killed by their enemy. Although this characteristic of sheep apply completely to killing the animal, for us, let us consider that we don't want to figuratively be killed off, do we? We don't want to lose our focus, our drive, our heart, our purpose, or our intent, our strength, or any of the rest of the things that make up who we are as God's children. Sadly, I talk to people sometimes who say, "Oh, preacher, I just lost my way," or "I just feel dead inside," or other things that they moan and groan and complain about. But as leader and as a child of God, you need to keep your focus on intent. Now, the sixth thing is sheep are jealous and are competitive for dominance. Envy and jealousy are two of the less attractive emotions. Domination is particularly attractive, either so that it doesn't, all I want to do is, I don't want to be there, I don't want to do that, I just, well, woe is me. And the seventh thing, sheep are easily cast. What that means is that they flip over on their back sometimes. Why? Too much wool. Sheep are unable to right themselves up, and they'll die of starvation if not turned over by the shepherd. Now, isn't that interesting? Sheep can be flipped over, and then they can't get back up without the shepherd turning them over. Sheep are helpless in some areas. Well, you're not helpless if you trust the living God through Christ. And the last and final characteristic of a sheep, that they need the most care of all livestock. Now, can we say that's needy? You know, a needy leader, not a pleasant image, is it? So if you are high maintenance, that might be considered like a sheep. Bah, bah. Well, you don't need to be like sheep. And I know that you know that. But if you need encouragement, it's better just to call on the Lord. Pick up your Bible, read some scripture, and join us as we pray for one another and also pray for the community and all the characteristics that are going on in our life. We do pray for all the people that's on our prayer line and prayer chain, and we get together on Sunday morning at church. A few people come because we never close the church. Governor DeSantis said today in his news conference, "I never close the churches." So we do come, and we don't have that many, but we pray, and we lift up one another's concerns. So we just want you to know that we are praying for you, and we pray that you are praying for us. Because, you know, blessings beget blessings, and it's a joy and honor to, and blessed to be able to pray for one another. Amen. So let's pray the prayer that the Lord taught when the disciples said, "Lord, why do you go off to be by yourself so much?" He said, "I'm talking to the Father." And they said, "Well, can we talk to the Father?" He says, "Sure." It's a prayer. And use this prayer as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen." God bless you. Looking forward to the day that we can be together in person soon. Amen.